We're talking with Brian Arnold from Oklahoma State University, the Plant and Soil Science Department. Brian, let's talk a little bit about maybe some decisions that guys need to be making here in the fairly near future. First of all, for our winter wheat guys, this is the time of year that we normally talk about the need for a top dress. It seems that the urgency is more real this year with that Kansas City Board of Trade decision that there can be some dockage in future years as far as protein is concerned. How important is that nitrogen top dress for wheat?
That nitrogen top dress this year is still going to be critical. It's always critical that we get out our proper nitrogen. The Board of Trade puts a little bit different spin on things where we're more concerned with protein. However, Oklahoma's wheat, while usually on the low end, a lot of our protein issues will come from environmental conditions and not necessarily management. But right now, we need to be considering top dress, in my considerations, even more so because we have such a good price for grain. I mean, if grain prices looking the way they are now, we need to get our nitrogen out while it's still at a decent price, make sure we manage proper fertility all the way through. And we've been seeing with our enriched strips that are out in the field this year that there have been quite a few people see their enriched strips show up already.
So at this point, it does pay for that nitrogen application at this point as far as bushels, but then also protein.
Yeah, as far as bushels. The protein, we can maintain protein with proper nutrient management. Those enriched strips we're still saying are going to be extremely important even when it comes to protein scares. If you have an enriched strip out in your field and say later in the season after flag leaf we start seeing that enriched strip develop, we can actually make that late season application to ensure protein. And if that enriched strip never shows up, then we can be confident that we're going to hold protein levels above 11% and not have that concern.
Let's talk about some of our spring planted crops as far as what's the strategy to try to get ready whichever crop that you pick. I guess maybe first of all, what are there some significantly different considerations depending on if you go beans or cotton or corn or grain sorghum?
The major considerations for me are primarily the same. We need a soil sample out there, or at least a soil sampling history, so we understand what's going on. Some considerations change when you discuss soybean. Soil nitrogen is not that important. When you look at cotton, I suggest looking at a deeper subsoil sample. The cotton has a nice tap root that can go down there and reach some of that subsoil nitrogen. If you have it, you might as well not pay for more going on top and utilize what you have down there. So our soil sample levels are important there. Our P and K are absolutely important, and I'd be considering making sure you have some way of banding. If we have our early spring seeded crops going in, that phosphorus on that early planted crop in a cool, wet soil tends to pay out, even if it's not necessarily wet. But cool soils have a little bit of phosphorus with the seed. We usually see a good response for putting that in there.
You know, as we think about the economics of this, based on where our commodity prices are, in probably just about every case, I would think we're looking at a pretty economical return as far as based on any sort of nutrient investment.
You're absolutely right, Ron. We have nitrogen cost at 50 cents a pound of N. Phosphorus is in the same region, so is potassium. And we're looking at grain prices that it doesn't take a whole lot of grain increase to pay for that nutrient input. So we might as well make sure our nutrients are out there. A $10 soil sample will tell you a whole lot and make sure that you maintain proper nutrient levels and you aren't losing any yield.